Welcome back, folks, to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital depths to bring you the shiniest pearls of tech wisdom. I'm Alex, your guide on this journey through the ones and zeros.
And I'm Jamie, your resident question asker and tech enthusiast. Today, we're tackling a big one, making the leap from small scripts to your first big Python project. It's like moving from making pancakes for yourself to running a full-scale brunch for a hungry crowd.
Exactly, Jamie. And just like in cooking, the ingredients might be the same, variables, loops, and functions, but it's the process, discipline, and consistency that make all the difference.
So where do we start with this culinary code feast?
First off, you need to adopt the Pythonic mindset. It's all about writing code that's not just functional, but also clear and maintainable. There's this thing called the Zen of Python, a set of aphorisms that capture the language's philosophy. Run Python mthis in your terminal, and you'll see what I mean.
Ah, the Zen of Python. I love that. Simple is better than complex. That's my personal favorite. But how does that translate into a real project?
Great question. Let's say you're writing a function to print user profiles. Instead of a cryptic one-liner, you'd write something explicit and readable. Here's an example. Before, you might have a function that's just def d and a loop inside, but Pythonic code would look more like def print user profiles, profiles, dict none, with a clear loop that iterates over usernames and details.
Oh, I see. It's about making your code understandable to humans, not just machines.
Precisely. And as your project grows, structure becomes your best friend. Imagine your project is like a tree. You don't want its branches tangled.
A tree, so we're branching out now?
Exactly, branching out and up. A well-structured project has a place for everything. Your main code goes in a SARC directory, your tests live in a tests directory, and configurations, models, and utilities each have their own space.
Got it. And I guess each branch needs the right environment to thrive, right?
Spot on. That's where virtual environments come in. They ensure that your project has all the nutrients it needs, specific versions of libraries and tools without interfering with other projects.
Like having different pots for each plant.
Exactly. And speaking of growth, testing is how you make sure your project is healthy. Automated tests catch bugs early and give you the confidence to add new features without breaking old ones.
Healthy code, healthy mind. But what about when things go wrong? How do we keep track of our project's health?
Logging is key. Instead of print statements scattered like fallen leaves, structured logging helps you understand what's happening under the hood. It's like having a journal for your project.
A journal, huh? I guess my code has been more of a mystery novel lately.
We've all been there. But with clear logging, you can turn that mystery novel into a well-organized textbook. And when it comes to clarity, type hints are like labels on your ingredients. They tell you exactly what each part of your code expects and produces.
Labels I can handle. But I hear a lot about configuration management and secrets. That sounds like the dark arts.
More like necessary magic. You wouldn't leave your recipes out for anyone to find, right? Similarly, secrets like API keys need to be kept out of your code base. Tools like Python.tenvive let you manage these safely.
Ah, so it's about keeping the secret sauce secret. Got it.
Right, and before we wrap up, remember, Python is a vast ecosystem. Embrace it. Libraries and frameworks are your tools. Know them, and you'll write better code faster.
Thanks, Alex. It feels like we've just scratched the surface, but I already feel more prepared for my first big Python project.
I'm glad to hear that, Jamie, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Remember, the journey from writing scripts to building systems is a marathon, not a sprint. Stay curious, stay Pythonic, and keep shipping.
Don't forget to hit subscribe to stay updated on all things tech. Until next time, keep coding and keep exploring.
And that's a wrap. See you in the next episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.